I'm Lauren.
And I'm Cheryl.
And on this episode of Lit Chicks Read, we're chatting steamy LitCon.
Are you ready? Lauren, you missed him.
I know.
So loud. What is it when it's not FOMO? It's just Mo, right?
That's
missed out.
That's what I said. Yeah. Yeah. Because the fear, it is happening. It's just Mo.
Yeah, you are definitely missing out. We're talking about steamy LitCon. So a con, a convention for lovers of steamy literature. Happened in August in Anaheim, California, like a couple blocks from Disneyland. And it was so much fun. I had a blast.
I'm so glad you went.
Yeah.
I know you were nervous, but see, you went outside your comfort zone and you had a great time.
I did. I was still like nervous the whole time, but you know, I did kind of step out there and I made some friends.
See?
I love it. For real though, like people I'm still in touch with, one of whom is coming on our Costa Rica trip. So yeah, super fun. Hey, shout out Ashley. We'll hear from her in a bit. So yeah, I'm really, really happy I went. It was a great experience. It was in a great hotel. So everything was beautiful, really well done, amazing food that was included in the ticket.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we just had like such a great variety of activities to do that it was kind of go, go, go for like 2 days. There was signings with authors. There was merch set up all over the place, little merch tables. There was different kinds of panels. So you could choose, there was a few happening at a time. So you could choose the panels that sort of most fit what you wanted to see. For example, obviously I was at the rom-com panel.
Naturally. Yeah. Naturally. I would have done the same.
Some of our favorites, like Christina Lauren was on the panel. Christina and Lauren. Allie Hazelwood was on the panel. A few other faves. It was really funny. They had this one sort of icebreaker question near the beginning where they were asked about their favorite euphemisms for genitals. And Lauren from Christina Lauren was like, I like cock.
Who doesn't?
Quote Christina Lauren. And I think Christina was like, quote Lauren on that
one. Yeah, yeah.
It was quite funny. And then the person right beside them who answered next was Allie Hazelwood. And she was like, I echo everything she said about cock. There's times where dick just doesn't do it. It was just, we were cracking up the whole time. They were talking about examples of euphemisms that are like terrible. Like you don't even know what they're referring to. Like one of them was glistening orb.
The hell's that mean?
Well, that's what was the debate. Everyone's like,
what is that?
Boob? Is it a clit? Is it why is it glistening if it's a boob?
Right.
Or are they sweaty? Like, is that what it's trying to say? But
did anyone answer? Do you know what it is now?
We don't know what it is. And so the panel asked the audience, and the audience wasn't even sure whether it should belong on a male body or a female body.
Right. Like, what?
And so we should just not use this if it's not exactly clear glistening what we're referring to.
That's like, that'd be funny. Like a game of like Mad Libs.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? Rom-com Mad Libs. That'd be good. Oh, someone do that. Shit. That's a good idea.
I know.
Fantastic idea.
I'm like,
no one take that. You heard it here first.
Copyright. Oh. Lauren McBride, Lit Chicks Read.
Anyone take that idea? I'm coming for you.
I'm sitting here with like my jaw dropped because I instantly thought we should make that.
Maybe by the time this episode comes out, we will.
Yeah. Or imagine we could play it in Costa Rica.
Okay, hold on. I got to write it down. Wait.
Yeah, write it down so we don't. Well, we'll have this episode.
So good.
Love it.
Look at that. See, the best ideas.
We can sell it at the next Steamy LitCon.
Oh, good. There we go. Let's do a romance Mad Libs panel.
Oh, it'd be so fun.
That'd be really fun. Write your own romance story and everyone just calls out. Oh, look at that. Really?
Yes. Anyway. Oh my gosh. Like improv, but yeah. Mad Libs.
So good.
Would love it. Speaking of merch,
mm-hmm.
while we were there, we had this fun idea kind of partway through the conference that we would, Lauren was just like, go spend some money on me. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Go buy me stuff because I can't be there and I'm having Mo.
Yeah. And you're having Mo. Love it. We should make that on shirts.
I'm having Mo.
That'd be a very niche joke.
Yeah.
So I didn't buy that much, even though the merch was fantastic because I was flying and I had carry-on only and I just was worried about how much weight I had. Mm-hmm. So I tried to choose things for you that were small and not too heavy, but things that kind of, as I scanned the tables, reminded me of you. So Lauren is currently unboxing.
Hi, ready? I'm going to hold some stuff up because some of it I'm unsure of. What's this beautiful photo?
Oh, that's from Practice Makes Perfect. So some of the stuff.
The sequel.
The epilogue. Like the extended epilogue. Yeah. So some of the stuff there was freebies from author tables that I thought you would like. Happy. So I grabbed extras for you. And then some of it was merch that I actually bought.
Love. Okay. Love that. Yeah. I was a little confused by it.
It's like so she's holding a postcard and it has a couple like,
Paris.
Yeah. Embracing in front of the Eiffel Tower. Yeah. With like cherry blossoms above them.
What was his name again? Oh, it's Annie and who? Oh shit. What's his name?
Oh, I know this.
Will?
Yes. Will. Yes. Will.
Dude, Will. Love it. Hot. Yeah. Love it. Oh, love that. Okay, I see you also sent me some bookmarks, which are really cool. So
yeah, so the bookmarks were all freebies from authors and merch tables. So you can never have too many bookmarks. So
right, one from the Ripped Bodice,
which had a great table.
Awesome.
They had fun. We have a reel of it actually on our page where they had wrapped books for those blind date with a book.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you could just buy it based on whatever tropes they wrote on the outside.
I love this one too. Ban bigots, not books. And it's right. Tight against book bans. Hell yeah. Love that one.
Yes. Yes. So yes. Yes.
And I also love this one reading because fuck reality. Right. Write me wicked. Oh, I love that. That's so fun. So yes, can never have too many bookmarks. So then, okay, is this from
I bought that for you. That was the biggest thing I bought you. No.
Oh, it's from a different one? Okay.
Yep.
So Cheryl,
do you want to describe it?
Oh no, I was gonna say. Oh okay. She got me a bracelet that says good girl.
Yeah, it does. It's like a little silver bangle. Yeah. So I thought it felt like your style. Then it's stamped saying good girl. I thought that was not too risque. Like if your kids were like, what does that mean? It just means you're a good girl.
I keep having to hide my Kindle. What my
yeah, I bet.
Trying to read it. And I was like, nah. Anyway, okay. This is from you, Lit Chicks Read.
Oh, yeah. I had a couple extras, so I put that in there. That one's actually pretty tiny. I think it might be better for your daughter.
It is. Oh, no. It's actually, I have small wrists.
It fits you? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It well, there you go. I gave out lots and lots and lots of those. I think I made 40 or 50 friendship bracelets and handed them out to people at the conference. And lots of people were handing out different ones. All of ours, of course, said Lit Chicks Read.
Lit Chicks Read. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we have some stickers. I love these. Hello, my name is. And then there's all different tropes. Fake relationships,
yes.
Enemies to lovers, forced proximity, friends to lovers, mutual pining, opposites attract.
I like those ones because it's like a sheet of six stickers. So the stickers themselves are quite tiny. So then not tiny, but they're smaller. They're like an inch. Mm-hmm. So you can put them wherever.
Then we have the Dark Romance Readers Club sticker.
I thought you might like the picture on that one.
I do. I do.
Books.
I also love this magnetic bookmark from My Secret Copy. This is so cute. It says The Reader and it's like a tarot card, which I love. I love that whole like
aesthetic.
Yes. It's so fun.
I know you do.
Absolutely love it. Okay. Then we have, this is cracking me up. I forgot about this song and I have to tell you a funny story about the song. So this is a sticker. It says, when I think about books, I touch my shelf. Do you remember the song?
Yes.
When I think about you, I touch. Okay.
Of course.
What is wrong with I love my mom, but mom, like, what the hell were you thinking letting me listen to that song at such a young age? I used to listen to that song all the time.
I mean, we also listened to like my generation. So I'm 10 years older than you. We listened to Shebop by Cyndi Lauper, which is also about masturbation.
Like, I mean, I guess maybe it's like pro whatever. Like, sure. Okay.
It is, but I think they just didn't realize.
No, I'm pretty sure I was like 10.
Yeah.
So
that's,
anyway,
that's about I would have been for Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah. This had me cracking up. When I think about books, I touch my shelf. Love it. Then yours truly, I know from Abby.
Yes, Abby was there. So I got you some of her little goodies.
Good girl sticker. Love this.
That's from QB Tyler, I think. Yeah, she's got some excellent spice.
This is also very funny. It says, and she fucked happily ever after.
This is my wish for you.
Yeah, for all of us, you know.
Yeah, for all of us.
Book friends are the best friends. So true. I really do love the friendships that we have. You and I, of course, but also just our readers in general, especially over on Instagram. And then even just like my other friends that I know that have read the same books, like it really just is a special bond when you have a friend who totally gets like what you're reading and has read it. I don't know. Just it's like this little, you know.
I totally agree. Fun.
Okay, another tarot card sticker. I love the spice. The skull with flame coming out of its mouth. Okay, yes. And then you can find me between the sheets of a book, of course. Love that. Love a play on words. And then another sticker, also all of the tropes. This one's really cute with all the books, like stacked books with all the tropes.
I got the same one because I thought it was so cute.
Love it. And then this little button, it's friends to lovers, fight me. So cute. And then,
you love that trope
thing. I do. I love that trope. Oh,
yeah. This is another one that I got myself the same one of, cause I liked it.
Reader tears.
It's called
creamy
Reader
avocado,
tears.
Sea salt and feelings about fictional characters. So it's a candle. Oh, it smells good too. How cute.
Right?
Reader tears. Yeah.
And it's got the oceany, the saltwater thing there. So I thought that
smells really good
for you. I was just burning it in my candle warmer yesterday. It was delicious.
I was just going to say, maybe I'll light it up right now as we're sitting here. I think I have a lighter.
Perfect.
Yeah. Look at that.
There was some amazing merch sellers there, and I grabbed cards from all of them. I'll try and make a little list maybe and put them in our stories.
So fun.
But they were so amazing. I got these two little ones, so similar to yours. They're tropes. One's enemies to lovers and one's sports romance.
Love.
And they're just the most gorgeous little, these are little samples they were giving away, just perfect little travel size candles. But I have to say, of all the merch that was there, I have a clear favorite.
What? I knew it.
It had to be Satisfier. I mean, come on.
I want to know how many of those sold.
I mean, they had to have given away like 2,000 because there was like 1,100 attendees or something. And we all got one in our goodie bag.
That's incredible.
And I thought for sure, when I heard they were sponsoring, I thought, oh, we'll get a coupon.
Yeah.
Bag. And then when I heard it was vibrators, I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. But it'll probably be one of those tiny little bullet ones.
Right. Like the little, yeah.
No, I mean, this is full on. This is like the latest generation 3 of the Satisfier Pro 2. Mm-hmm. It's like has an app so you can listen to dirty stories and it like is timed to go along with them.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It like has, or you can listen to music and have it like sync. Like
there's like pulse to the, that's like the split sucker one, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So it's like.
Can go underwater. It's air pulse. This one.
Air
pulse. I almost said this to you, but then I was like, no.
Listen, keep it. It's okay. I can get my own. I would not send that to me either. I'm surprised it's still. Oh, actually, you are just showing me the box. I'm like,
is still in the box, but I came home with 3. So this is the reason that I'm saying they must have given out so many because I pre-ordered one to pick up there because they had this great sale if you pre-ordered.
Were you rooming by yourself? I hope so.
Yes, I was.
Okay, just checking.
Then we got one in our goodie bags, and then they had this like Wheel of Fortune thing.
Yeah.
In the lobby, and you could spin it, and it was like, you get a vibrator.
Like the Oprah like, of.
So that's how I got this one. So I went home with 3 different vibrators.
Did you check your luggage or carry on?
Carry on. I was so expecting getting stuck, right?
Yeah, like,
there is TikToks about that.
Yes. Have you seen the one? Yeah, I think where they like snuck it in their friend's luggage.
Yes.
My friends have done this to me before, not with luggage, but we have like an ongoing, like, it's just a joke. One of us at one time bought like a rubber dildo, and it's basically like the sisterhood of the travel. No one uses it, but it's just like a joke, no. Right? You know what I mean? Like,
it's not the one size fits all.
It just like makes an appearance. And my friends, I have it on video. We were at dinner and I went to go to the bathroom and they put it under my napkin and I didn't realize that. So then the waiter comes over to put my plate down. Swear to God, I was fucking mortified. I go and move the napkin and there is this giant ass rubber dildo. And I'm like, oh, and I look at them. I go, I fucking can't. And I was like, oh, my God. This poor waiter is probably like, what is going on in here? My friend, everyone thought I would put my napkin back on my lap the second I sat down. They didn't expect me to just sit there and then do it. Like once he came and brought my plate. So they all had the looks at the table. And I was like, you bitches, we are the talk of the fucking restaurant right now.
Like 100%. He went back there and was like,
absolutely.
What just happened?
Yes, absolutely. Anyway. Yeah. So yeah.
Amazing. I love it.
Glad your luggage didn't get searched.
So that didn't happen to me.
Good.
I was very worried about it. It went through with nothing. However, they did pull my bag aside.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh no, it's the vibrators. It's the vibrators.
The vibrators are making it go off.
It wasn't the vibrators. You know what it was?
What?
I had this little travel fan that like, it kind of looks like a bullet vibrator actually.
Yeah.
But it's like this and then it folds up and it's just a little fan.
Okay.
I saw tons of them at Disneyland. Absolutely. Came
yeah.
So handy. I guess it looked like a lighter. So he had to swab it.
Well, I mean, better than that.
That's the thing. It's like pink and has little bunny ears.
Okay.
My husband got it for me. Like, it's the cutest little thing, but it is not a vibrator. I had actual vibrators that didn't get
it. I would have been like, don't unzip that side.
Yeah. So anyway. So that's my favorite of the merch, but I loved it all. I just got a few things. I got some stickers. I got a little pin for myself and a few candles. But again, to try not to take home too much because I knew I was already going to have three boxes of vibrators.
Which is,
and I only bought
important. So
it really is. We also got like three books in our goodie bags.
That's awesome.
And like a card to redeem like an audiobook. And then I had pre-ordered two special editions that were exclusive to the conference.
One
is Love in Other Words by Christina Lauren. It's a gorgeous edition.
It's big, huh?
Yeah, it is. And it's just beautiful. Like, and it has full artwork inside.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much.
Yeah. Really cute.
That book was so special.
And then how gorgeous is this? It's Part of Your World by Abby Jimenez.
I'm glad you got that one. That's gorgeous.
It's beautiful edition. Beautiful. It's purple and sparkly and I just love it. So five books, I guess I came home with. Yeah. It was a pretty excellent haul. And yet that wasn't the best part of the conference.
What?
I think the relationships, like the getting to talk to not only other participants, but meeting these authors that I've read for years, some of them.
There were a ton of authors there.
Like a couple hundred.
Which is incredible.
Like you could not see everyone. Like I made myself like a little strategy of like during this, there was two signing sessions and like who I was going to go to in what order. And the popular ones, I mean, most of them really were giving out wristbands so that they wouldn't have like just giant lineups.
Yeah.
So you would get called back when your wristband was called, which really made sense. It was a good system, but I had like 30 wristbands or something on my arms at one point. You can see them in some of my pictures. But that was pretty amazing. And I have to say a highlight was when I went to go see Sarah Adams and I was wearing a Lit Chicks shirt. And I was like, Sarah, I'm Cheryl. And she goes, I don't know who you are.
You're like, you do?
I was like, you do?
I love that.
That was so exciting.
Love her.
So we love her. And she was just the sweetest. They all were. Everyone was.
She's a Swiftie too.
Yes, she is. I just loved talking to everybody. Even, you know, there was people I talked to more. There was some people, you know, I just happened to sit next to in a session and we started talking and we hit it off and we ended up going for lunch together. And it just like, it was really fun.
The book and community then what, is a great community.
It's so best. Welcoming and accepting. And I think there's, you know, that's true in general, but at this conference in particular, because I think that what Steamy Lit, the whole team behind this conference, what they really wanted to do was make a conference that was very inclusive and welcoming. And we actually got to talk to the founder of Steamy Lit and the creative mind behind this con in general, Melissa. So let's hear a bit of that chat now. So as part of going to Steamy Lit Con, I was able to meet the founder and the kind of person who birthed this whole idea, Melissa Gill. And we have her here just to talk about what she was thinking with creating something of this magnitude.
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Thank you for joining us.
Having me. When you're like, what was she thinking? I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, like there's tons of conferences out there. There's tons of book conferences out there, but there's nothing exactly like this one, especially after having attended it. And I'm thinking that because of the business that you have founded and run, that's really what prompted the idea of this conference. So maybe tell us a little bit about that, like what you do on a daily basis and then how that birthed this conference idea.
Yeah, so I'm the owner of Steamy Lit, which is an online romance bookstore that is home to the Steambox, which is my first baby. And it's a book subscription service that pairs romance books with vibrators and other self-care items. And our goal, really, our mission has been to just celebrate and amplify the work of authors that have been just marginalized in publishing for so long and just underrepresented. And that's where Steamy Lit Con really came about. Early when I created Steamy Lit, I was like, oh, it would be so cool to do a conference, like exactly what we're doing, like talking about sexuality and pleasure and romance books and diversity and how does that all happen? And I remember just kind of saying the comment to Cookie, who is my co-organizer, and Cookie and I met through Bookstagram, and we were both in the SoCal area, and she had seen like me say that somewhere, and she messaged me, and she was like, if you want to do this, like, I am so down to help you. And I was like, okay, well, like, what are our first steps? And it was like, okay, let's go to other conventions out there and see. And Cookie was more well-versed in that space. She had been going to romance conferences for some years versus I, who like did not know that it was even a thing. I like have lived sheltered, I guess, for some time. And so anyway, I that was our first like piece of work, like let's attend other conventions and see like what is needed, what is not needed, like maybe we're not needed and we can just support something else, right? And so I attended two big conventions, and the first thing that I noticed was the lack of diversity and how many people I could count that were BIPOC. And I shouldn't be able to count, right? Like for a place where I have felt most at home, being like the book space and the reading community, I felt the least at home when walking into spaces like this. And so I was like, okay, there's a need. Is there a want? And that's kind of how it started. And so in my previous work, I used to do everything that was like contracting travel for athletics. And so I had kind of like a background in like hotels and sourcing for that kind of stuff. I started sourcing for hotels and I was like, okay, we're going to Anaheim Marriott to like check it out. And when we walked in, we like fell in love. And I was like, this is like, I picture it here. This is where I envision it. And it literally happened all so quick. It was like from like the idea had been like a year long, but there was no actual work being done for that until I was like, oh, it's time to start sourcing. And yeah, like we went and like a month later we were doing the fundraiser and it all kind of happened just very quickly. I think what was most like amazing to see was not only how much money we were able to raise in like a month, but also that like I was very transparent with people in that, like, we don't know where the funding is coming from. We don't have the funding. So it could not happen. And that's exactly how I reached out to authors. I said, hey, this is my vision. This is what I want to do. This is the table fee. And, you know, over 300 authors were like, yeah, like, here you go. Let's do it. Let's see what we can make happen. And so that's how we ended up at Steamy LitCon.
I love that. I don't know much about like romance conferences, but I remember when you were first posting all of the authors that were there, like, and then like start to end, I was like, oh my, holy shit. There's so many people going, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, this is incredible, which is why I was so bummed that I personally couldn't make it. I remember.
I was so excited to be there.
Yeah. I was like, you need to FaceTime me. You need to text me. How's it going? Because I was just so bummed. I mean, like, everyone that I loved was there, which was just amazing. And like, I feel like the romance book community is just like such an amazing one because, you know, like, you can go talk about sex, vibrators, whatever. Like, we all just love it. You know what I mean? So, oh, it looked like a blast.
It was so much fun. And not only was there so many, like, the initial draw was like all these, like, quote unquote, big name authors that I had loved for so long, like even a couple that we had talked to on the podcast before. So we were super excited about that. Shout out Christina Lauren. But there was so many authors I had never heard of before, even like living and working in this world. And so I had set a goal of myself as soon as I decided to go to the conference of reading as many authors as I could that had gone there. And I found so many new to me authors that I now are auto buys. Like, I absolutely love them. So you did an amazing job with that. So, like, you know, bring in the names and then shine light on these authors that aren't necessarily getting the publicity that they deserve.
Yeah. And that was a lot of like our kind of like game plan, like mission in making use of what we had and making sure that we could amplify those authors. And, you know, as with anything that this big and that's new, there's like a plenty that we can improve. But yeah, I mean, I was taken aback, but like every time me and Cookie would get like a new author submission, we were like, oh my God. And this year, like, you know, all right, this year's lineup is like, there's authors in there that I just never thought we'd be able to, like Tia Williams, like we announced that already.
Oh, and amazing.
I like nearly passed out. We're going to announce Beverly Jenkins soon, but like, these are just like, you know, Beverly Jenkins is a pioneer in romance and like has like led the way for so many authors to be able to write what they write today. Like, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. And that somebody like that will like want to come to the event is it's like
amazing.
Oh, man, it's amazing. And yeah, like this year we're trying to be a little bit more intentional about like sending out more newsletters with like more authors that are coming and more of the books that they're publishing and like just putting an even bigger spotlight. A lot of people don't know that like 80% of everything we did was just me and Cookie, and the whole time me and Cookie had other full-time jobs, if not two or three, right? And so like, you know, as we like focus and like our team expands, we're hoping to be able to like put more focus and more light on other things. But it's really exciting. It's really great to see just like your little baby growing.
I have to know, like, so was anyone else at the, because I had to laugh when you guys had the bean. Oh, yeah. And all I can think of was, I was like, is there anyone else staying at this hotel? Was there other, I just want to know, like, obviously, as a romance, so, I would love it, bean, but I just picturing.
Yes. The one, you should know that the bean I thought would be half of its size. I didn't know.
It was big.
It was ginormous. I had no idea. And then we wanted to put it in like the foyer, but it was like a fire marshal thing. So we ended up putting it in each signing room. And we did that early on. So like when the Marriott was having other groups visit to like do their site visit for other things, like people on our team or volunteers would tell me they would overhear like people asking them, like, is that a, like, what is that? Like, and like, you would hear like the Marriott associates, like, trying to like discreetly tell them what it is. And like, I think Christina told me, like, her daughter asked her, like, what is that? And she was like, Melissa, she asked me, what is that? And I know my daughter's 23, but like, you know, and I was like, my bad. And of course,
I'm not 23.
Like, the bean right next to Christina and Lauren's table. So like, anyway, the bean was very fun. It was like, also because like the bean has been like my little like mascot since like I envisioned Steamy Lit. And so like seeing it just like come to life was a very like 360.
I love that.
Lauren, there was a scavenger hunt that you could do when you were there. And one of the objectives was to find the bean.
Find the bean. Did you
flick it? Which I just thought was hilarious. I saw a lot of people flick it.
Figured.
Yeah, someone made the bean like a friendship bracelet. And they put it on it and it said like flick me or something. And I was like, oh, great. I love it here.
Oh, I missed that. Like, oh, you're like,
these are my people. Like, yeah. Oh my
I absolutely it was so much fun. Like, I feel like that you did a great job in sort of the that kind of stuff that was like elements of decor that were around. Like, as soon as we entered the greater conference space, not even like the rooms, but like the lobby area, I felt like I was there. I was like within this space that was safe. Mm-hmm. We were all there for the same reason. I made friends that like, I have quite intense anxiety, especially social anxiety. And so it was a big thing for me to go there alone. And I absolutely
gave her encouraging texts.
She did. And I made friends.
I love it.
So it was just, everyone was so welcoming. We were all there for the same thing. We all are in this amazing, supportive romance world. And I just had an absolutely great time. I can't wait for next year. Is there anything you want to share with us at the time that this episode comes out? It's going to be probably beginning of October. Is there anything you want to share with us that we should think about or plan for next year?
So ticket sales will be going on, I don't even remember right now.
it's okay.
Because, we did do pre-sales for all of our like first time attendees. And a lot of that just had to do with, like wanting to thank people, because like, whether they know it or not, like without their paid ticket, we wouldn't have been able to make Steamy LitCon happen. Like, there was no excess money, there was nothing. So like that was like our only way to be able to like thank people, to try to guarantee that. So ticket sales will be going on pre-sales for 2 weeks for past attendees, and then they will open up for the general public. We are trying to play around some with like the event space and how we can maximize it, and you know, maybe go down to one signing room and like maybe a bigger space. We will require masks next year, and it could change, but I highly doubt. We've gotten some questions about that. And, you know, we just really wanted to listen to people who are speaking about their health and being immunocompromised. And, you know, people made great points that you can't truly be inclusive if you are excluding a group of people. And so we wanted to make sure that we were very thoughtful about that. And, you know, especially if there are four folks who for medical reasons can't wear masks, like other people should be wearing masks for them. And so we will be doing that. And I don't know, our lineup will mostly be released by this time.
Yeah, I've been watching every day for the names coming out.
Yeah.
Formulating my reading list.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are the dates? Are they just so that for anyone?
August 2nd and 3rd.
Perfect.
Awesome. Yeah. For 2024. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love it. I'm so happy that you're staying at the Anaheim Marriott. I think it was a great welcoming space for the conference space, but also I stayed in the conference hotel and I had a great experience. I even extended my stay by a couple days. We had some weather to deal with conference.
It was a hurricane and an earthquake the same
way. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We rocked the earth.
I was going to say, it must have been all the vibrators. I heard there was lots of that going around, right?
Oh, there were so many.
There was a power. Someone made a TikTok that was like, if there's like a power outage because all these people are using vibrators. And I'm like, you know, you're probably right.
I went home with three.
So. I do have one coming. I ordered your the fall. There's the steam box the what's the other one?
The swoony.
A swoony box. Okay. So I ordered a swoony box and then I realized I ordered the wrong one. That was not the one that had the vibrator. And that was what I wanted. So I was like, okay, well, I have that. That's cute. I'm gonna go and order the steam box. So I did. I have that coming.
Yeah. Soon. We haven't picked our well, I kind of have already picked the fall vibe. I just haven't announced it yet. And it's from a company that is very like earth friendly. And so
cool.
You know, trying to do our part in masturbating.
yes. Can I just say, Melissa, like dream job that you get to like read and test romance books and vibrators?
I no kidding, like 2 months ago got like 30 vibrators from Satisfyer to test out. And I was like, I don't even have the like these many.
It's like in my body. One a day.
so there, I mean, there are worse jobs. I will say I have a pretty good one.
I mean, if anything, you're just extra happy, you know?
Very.
Works out.
That's how you were able to deal with all the stress and the load of putting on an event of this size.
Oh my God. It was something.
Endorphins. Get those going.
Yeah. But overall, it was such a great experience. And, you know, I think like what stood out the most for me overall was like authors, particularly Black and Brown authors who were like, I've never felt so welcomed in a space before. Like I've never walked into a convention that like really felt like was for me and not excluded me in like all my years of writing. And if there was anything we were trying to set out to do, that was one of our main, like we didn't want to feel excluded anymore. And being able to have accomplished that, like really is like not only like was a labor of love in our part, but like it was the whole community. Like without the support and funding of like everyone in the romance community, we wouldn't have been able to do it. So it's just really amazing what happens when the romance community comes together. And it was like Steamy Lit Con was literally like proof of that. And it was beautiful to see.
I love that. Totally agree. There's anything we can do to support you even more, you just let us know. We just love what you're doing, the conference. I'm now that I know those dates, I'm already, the wheels are already turning in my head. I'm like, okay.
Lauren, yeah, we can just send our families to Disneyland, Lauren.
Literally,
will just go to the conference.
Because I just thought to myself, that's probably the week I was actually going to go see my in-laws in Washington State. And that actually works. We'll go out there. We'll go to Disney. I'll go to the conference. We'll shoot up and then go see my in-laws and then fly home. Done. So
perfect. Wonderful.
Air next year.
Thank you so much, Melissa, for coming to talk to us today. Yes. We couldn't do an episode about the conference without you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. And yes, let us know anything we can do to support you here at Lit Chicks Read. Just ask. We are more.
Do you want to shout out your any socials that people should follow?
Yeah. Steamy Lit Con for Steamy Lit Con news, and Steamy Lit or Swoony Lit for YA box, and the Steam Box Co for our adult box.
Woohoo!
Great.
Awesome. Thank you, Melissa, so much.
Thank you.
And we'll chat soon. Thank you, Melissa, for chatting with us. Okay, she was great. I am super pumped. I'm gonna make it happen in 2024.
I know, already have my ticket.
I know. I can't buy the one yet, right? I think I gotta wait.
No, it's coming up. It's coming up a little bit because I'm a legacy now.
I know. So I'm gonna try.
Got early access.
Okay. So that being said, you met a lot of great people, and
I did.
You got some recordings from them. Right?
Or something. I sure did. Yeah. So I talked to a few different people and I asked a few for their kind of opinions on the con and what they thought went really well and what was their favorite part of it. So the first one I'm going to play is from Kate. Kate's the first friend I made at the conference, so it's only appropriate that we do hers first. And I asked her which author she was most looking forward to seeing and meeting at the con.
Chloe Leese, Lissa K. Adams, and Lynn Painter. It was so fun seeing them, and they were as awesome in person as I expected.
Kate was such a sweetie. I really liked her. She has a book account too, and she's actually written a book that she's almost done with, a really cool fantasy. So now we have Ashley, who Ashley's actually coming on our Costa Rica trip. So you're going to get to meet her in person.
Oh, I'm excited.
She was a goddess at the ball. I didn't talk about the ball yet, but we had this, it was called the Queen's Ball. It was like a sort of a historical romance kind of general theme, but whatever you felt comfortable in. Mm-hmm. And there were people who weren't dressed up at all. And there were people who were like full on Bridgerton.
That's so incredible.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing. And I think
you have a theme though, if we do this next year.
Yeah. Well, like, you could wear what you wore to your Halloween. You could wear your Halloween costume.
Oh, I could.
There were definitely some ACOTAR costumes going on.
Love it.
Yeah. And Ashley had one that would be very appropriate to be an ACOTAR high lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I asked her about her favorite part of the con.
Well, so initially I was really excited just to come meet all of these authors like Allie Hazelwood and Juliet Cross. And so I was really excited about that. But then I got here and I learned so much in the panels and I met so many great people. And everybody is so enthusiastic and authentic about, you know, reading romance and loving these books. And hey, they're handing out free vibrators. So like, what could be bad about that?
She's right.
I mean, nothing wrong there.
What's not to like?
It's not to love.
Yeah, then
again, Mo. I had Mo. I missed out on the free vibes.
You should. please, like, just let your FOMO for next year drive your incentive to make it happen.
You gotta make it happen.
Then I talked to Megan for a while. Megan actually is a radio show host.
Ooh.
We got along well. And I asked Megan about an aspect of the conference that she really enjoyed.
So far, the keynote panel on the first morning, I thought was the best, one of the best keynote panels and discussions that I've seen at any kind of conference, romance or not. And the women on the panel, the writers are so brilliant. I particularly, one of the questions that I really loved their answer, they were able to put things in ways that I hadn't thought about it before or hadn't really had the language for before. But talking about how people who are not people of color can write about characters who are people of color and do it in a way that is sensitive and really thoughtful. And they went into great detail about how to do that if you want to do that. I'm not a writer, but I am an editor, and it would be helpful for me to guide writers in the future if I find, you know, somebody's writing a character who's a person of color and perhaps it is too cookie cutter or too cliched. And they had wonderful language about how to make that much richer.
The keynote she's talking about was amazing. I mean, I had FOMO and then Mo about like some of the presentations that I couldn't get to because they were happening at the same time, right? So you had to like pick yours. But the keynote and the closing, obviously, we all got to see, and they were amazing.
Awesome.
Okay, so now I have one from Janice.
I think my favorite aspect of the conference has been the signing section, which I thought would be not enough time to see a bunch of people. But it turns out when I turn on my type A personality, it was plenty of time.
And that signing was amazing. It was kind of chaotic. And you can hear it in these video clips. Like they're, you know, recording on my phone. But there's, you know, there's 1,000 people around us. Right. So it's kind of a loud environment. I would recommend wearing like your workout clothes to the signing panels because it was a lot of running around and it was a lot of bodies in a space. So it was pretty warm.
Okay.
Noted. They were nice. They were smart and had like a bar set up outside though, the two signing rooms. So you could like take a little break,
smart,
get a little refreshment and then dive back in.
Very smart. Very smart.
One more from Sochi.
So far my favorite part is the signing, the access to the authors, all the beautiful books. The easy access to see Eden O'Neill was amazing. No line, just, got a conversation with somebody, the personal aspect of actually connecting with an author. That was so far the best part.
So those were just a small handful of the people that I talked to at the con. But it was really interesting that no matter who you talked to, they had different things that were their favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
I liked how everything resonated differently with different people, but everyone, I didn't talk to anybody who wasn't having a good time.
That's awesome. I really wish I was there. You also got a couple messages from some authors.
Yes.
On our speak pipe.
Yeah. I was another author I was really excited to meet was Sophie Sullivan. And if you were around, I guess that's January of this year. We chose Sophie's book for our book of the month, and we had her on an Instagram live. And we talked about in that Sophie and I actually went to high school together. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, we have a friend in common. Her BFF is a girl I went to elementary school with, and they're still neighbors and besties today. And so we've had a good catch up by now sort of meeting back together in this book world, catching up on the last 20 years or more since we graduated high school. and it's been really, really fun. So I actually spent some time with her at her table, and then she left us a message about her experience.
All right. So here is our message from Sophie.
Hi, I'm Sophie Sullivan. It's been about a week, I guess almost 2 weeks, since Steamy Lit Con. I'm not sure I could have prepared myself for the conference. I mean, I thought I did with swag bags and giveaways, but there's no way I could have understood what it would actually mean to me to meet readers in person who adored my books. Hearing what the Jansen Brothers series meant to them and how excited they are for my next books, it was honestly beyond anything I expected. I'm very, very grateful. I think I did a pretty good job of not making myself look like a total dork in front of other authors. It was hard because they were so cool. I connected with Lynn Painter, Liz K. Adams, Sarah Adams, Courtney K. Fallon-Ballard, just absolute rock stars. They were everywhere. It was amazing. Everywhere you looked in the hotel was someone truly cool. And they were cool not just as writers, as humans. They were all so nice, and the entire experience was more than I could have hoped for. So much so that I agreed to go back next year.
Woohoo! All right. So that's good. So
yep.
Next year, we know Sophie will be there. That's so awesome.
She'll be there.
How great it was, you know?
To hear, because obviously from our perspective, from the reader perspective, we're just like, these are like our celebrities, right?
Right. Literally, and, like fangirl for them. Yeah.
Totally. So to know what it means to them is kind of a cool thing to hear. Mm-hmm. Sophie's daughter actually was at the conference too, helping out Courtney Kay at her table. And she is just about to publish her very first book, which is pretty cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. I just read it, and it's a lovely, sweet romance. So we'll talk about it more once it comes out.
Okay. Very good. And the second author that left you a message is Maisie Eddings.
I loved Maisie so much. She's so sweet. I love her books. I absolutely love them. Tilly and Technicolor was the last one that came out. We talked about it a little bit on our page. And oh gosh, she's just such a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's listen to her message.
Hey, Lauren and Cheryl. This is Maisie Eddings. And I just wanted to say I thought Steamy Lit Con was absolutely amazing. The time of my freaking life. And gosh, there were so many authors that I was just like beyond excited to meet. Meeting Nikki Payne was like the highlight of the weekend. Just like truly one of the kindest souls I've ever met. Anita Kelly was another one where it was just like, I don't know, I just felt like I got to meet all of my idols, and they all lived up to just how wonderful they seem online. And yeah, I love Steamy Lit Con, and I thought it was an awesome way to connect and meet readers too. And everybody was so lovely, and I can't wait to do it again. And it was great to meet you while I was there too. It was so nice, and thank you for the sticker and the goodies. Love you. Love the podcast.
That's so sweet.
That's sweet, right? We got to get her on as a guest.
Yes.
For her next release.
So fun. Oh. I'm so glad you went. I remember you a little hesitant going by yourself, and I was like, you got to just go. You got to go. I'll text you, because I couldn't go. Of course as I knew would happen, it timed with my in-studio airing on QVC. And I literally said to Cheryl, I know it's going to be that week. And then sure enough, boom, got the email. I'm like, it's that week. So I could not attend for that reason, but I did text you and give you some encouragement.
You absolutely did. You did. And you would have had so much fun. You would have been out there like shaking your ass on that dance floor.
Next year.
Oh, you should have seen them all getting and I like had more fun watching than participating. Like it was just, it was so fun. It, everyone in their finery. I think there was a lot of tequila had.
Oh, as well, you know, tequila it makes was, things fun.
Yes, in fact, that's that How is what I chose to drink for the recording of this podcast. A little grapefruit, citrus, and tequila.
Yum yum.
Bring me right back.
There you go. Well, 2024, I'm going to make the attempt to go with you. I'll be very upset if I have to miss out. We're going to make it work.
We're going to make it work. And I hope we'll see some of you guys there and come up. I met several listeners that were there, and that was really exciting to have people come up to me and tell me that they listened to us.
That's so cool.
That was just, it felt great. And hi to all of you.
Yeah. Yeah. We love meeting our listeners. I had that happen to me once too. And I was like, oh, that's so cool.
I was like, thank you for listening.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, it's like a little community when you read the same books. I mean, again, even like with ACOTAR, it's like, if you know, you know, and then you can like talk about it, you know?
Yep.
Like,
no one understands if they haven't done it too.
No, exactly. It's just like a fun little club that we all love being a part of. So bookish friends are the best friends. So fun.
Absolutely. So yeah. I think it's January 1st is when tickets are going on sale for 2024 for people that didn't attend last year. So we will get some reminders out on our page, on our Instagram page, before, just to make sure that nobody misses out who wants to go and have this great experience that I had this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing, and thank you for all my book merch. I'm excited. I think maybe it's time I redo my Kindle a little bit.
Oh yeah, you know? Add a couple of those.
I know, something like that. But I appreciate it. Next year, I'm not carrying on. If there's vibrators and good merch, I'm.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it was like the value of my ticket just in vibrators.
Right. It probably was if you add it up.
Totally. Yeah, for sure. For like, and we, because we got breakfast, lunch, we got had, you know, if you included just food and vibrators, that paid for my ticket right there.
Done. And what more do you need? Food, vibrators,
that's it.
You're good.
The rest was all bonus.
Exactly. All right. Well, I'm so psyched for you. And yeah, everyone stay tuned on our Instagram. We will share if you are in the area, if you want to go and meet so many amazing authors, and we will hopefully be there as well. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned on that. You guys know where to follow us over on Instagram. And we would love for you to join our Patreon, and we've got fun book clubs happening over there. And we are also super excited about our bookish retreat coming up in May to Costa Rica. We'll share more about that. That trip's booked, but we're hoping to do more of those soon. So
it's a great response. So we want to do that for more of you.
So excited. So stay tuned over on Instagram, and we'll chat with you guys next time. Thanks.
Yeah, bye. Bye-bye.